Blog Talk Radio.
The United States Supreme Court issued a contentious decision Thursday in the case of Jones versus Mississippi that is a devastating blow to juvenile offenders across the country who have been sentenced to die in prison but were hoping for a chance at redemption. In a 6-3 vote, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who delivered the majority opinion of the mostly conservative court, said that a judge is not required to determine whether people who committed a murder before the age of 18 are incapable of rehabilitation before sentencing them to life in prison without any possibility of parole. Kavanaugh went a bit further. He said a judge does not even have to explain why he denied a juvenile offender's plea for a parole-eligible sentence. In a scathing dissenting opinion, Justice Sonia Sotomayor rebuked Kavanaugh's ruling, which was a major departure from previous decisions by the High Court dating back to 2005. These decisions have led to nationwide reform in the sentencing of juveniles, including the elimination of the death penalty. The court's ruling affirmed a decision by the Mississippi Court of Appeals that was challenged by Brett Jones. Jones, now 31, was convicted of murder in 2004 for killing his grandfather during a fight shortly after his 15th birthday. Court records show Jones' mother sent him to live with his grandparents to escape his physically and emotionally abusive stepfather, and that Jones, like his mother, suffered with a mental illness and would sometimes cut himself. Jones was automatically sentenced to life without parole in compliance with Mississippi's law at the time, which mandated a life without parole sentence for anyone convicted of murder, regardless of their age. However, in 2012, in the case of Miller versus Alabama, the Supreme Court banned mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles who committed a homicide before the age of 18, calling such sentences for juveniles cruel and unusual punishment. In this landmark case, the court said juveniles facing a lifetime in prison are entitled to an individualized assessment of their case before sentencing that considers the offender's age at the time of the crime and other factors, including the circumstances of the crime, the juvenile's home environment, and the possibility of rehabilitation. In 2016, the court ruled that Miller should be applied retroactively in the case of Montgomery versus Louisiana. The Miller and Montgomery rulings gave all juveniles who were serving life without parole sentences the right to have a resentencing hearing. Jones had his resentencing hearing in 2015, but despite evidence that Jones had transformed himself from a troubled youth to a model prisoner who had taken advantage of every opportunity to rehabilitate himself, the judge sentenced him to life without parole again. Jones' attorneys argued that the judge did not comply with the Miller ruling because he did not meaningfully consider Jones' positive growth, and he failed to make a finding that Jones is permanently incorrigible before resentencing him to life without parole. Kavanaugh said Miller only mandated that a sentence follow a certain process and considered the offender's age when he committed the crime and other mitigating factors. Additionally, Kavanaugh said the Montgomery court explicitly stated that a finding of fact regarding a child's incorrigibility is not required. Sotomayor said Kavanaugh's interpretation of Miller was egregious and that the court distorts Miller and Montgomery beyond recognition. Her disdain for the court's decision was palpable, and it revealed the stark ideological differences in the conservative and liberal faction of the court. Sotomayor said Miller clearly states that life without parole sentences should only be imposed on the rare juvenile whose crimes reflect irreparable corruption and who cannot be rehabilitated. Therefore, a judge or jury must do more than consider the juvenile offender's age and the Miller factors. They must answer Miller's essential question, which is the juvenile offender permanently incorrigible? Sotomayor accused the court of attempting to rewrite and overrule Miller and Montgomery, but she insisted that Miller and Montgomery are still good law and binding precedent. While ambiguities in the Miller and Montgomery rulings have caused some confusion in the lower courts, most states have concluded that Miller does require a finding of permanent incorrigibility to justify sentencing a juvenile to spend the rest of his or her life behind bars. Since Miller and Montgomery were decided, hundreds of juvenile offenders destined to die in prison have become eligible for parole or were released from prison. And according to the Campaign for Fair Sentencing of Youth, 25 states and the District of Columbia have banned life without parole sentences for juvenile offenders. Sotomayor reminded Kavanaugh that the Supreme Court has repeatedly recognized that children are constitutionally different from adults for purposes of sentencing. The court has also acknowledged what every parent knows, that children are less mature and responsible than adults, which often results in impetuous and ill-considered actions and decisions. Scientific studies also show that children, even those that commit terrible crimes, have a greater capacity to change as they mature. Kavanaugh noted that the majority did not make any judgment as to whether the trial court correctly sentenced Jones. However, Sotomayor said, based on the evidence Jones presented, it is hard to see how Jones is one of the rare juvenile offenders whose crime reflects irreparable corruption. She added that Jones and other juvenile offenders, like him, seek only the possibility of parole, not the certainty of release, but the opportunity at some point in their lives to show a parole board all they have done to rehabilitate themselves and to ask for a second chance. Sotomayor also pointed out that if a juvenile offender's fate is solely dependent on the discretion of the sentencer, many juveniles who are capable of rehabilitation will be sentenced to die in prison, especially black juveniles and other juveniles of color. This is Shirley Smith reporting for Your Voice Matters.